feel like my upper lip is sweating.
It's like December.
I know, you came over and you're like, I feel like I broke a sweat on my way over here. Yeah. And I was like, it's freezing out.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I don't know. Really? Yes, but I think it could be a mix of a lot of things. And not all of them good. So let's just hope for the best. I mean, not like, it just could be like signs of my thyroid. Like, right. You know, but yeah.
I mean, sometimes I've been altering my medicine. Shuffle at like a slightly faster pace and I start sweating, even though it's pretty much the same pace as I was going
right
before.
Right, right, right. You it's know? Also like the...
Or I'm just stressed or something.
I feel like it's just the struggle of winter in a layering. Cold place where you're like, you start moving and then you work up the body heat and then you get into an indoor venue and then like your body like is struggling to regulate itself back down to a cool temperature and then you're just like ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
and
just
it's
me.
Like the chemistry of layering.
Yeah. Which I do feel like I'm very good at personally.
Well, I'm happy for you because I have not. I've got in my 26 years of life.
And sweater on right now. I don't have another pair of pants on under these pants, but if I was doing a longer walk, I would have.
I'm a big fan of leggings under the jeans in the winter.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Layers.
Layers, man.
The only way to survive. Truly.
So what's up?
I don't know. I don't even know. Nothing much. Some stuff. Nothing.
You some know. Things. Same shit, different day.
Yeah.
Welcome to quarantine.
Welcome, welcome.
How are
first
you?
First week in December.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Transitioning into that.
Just yesterday.
Yeah.
Was March, really. Everything after March is just a blur.
Whoa. You know what? Really, what you saying that just made me think about the fact that we were skiing in Idaho in March. And that was this year.
Yeah,
that feels like last year for sure. Like March, I definitely like, would have categorized that in a different
I was time. Also thinking this morning, because we do our highlight of the week every episode, right?
Right.
And by this morning, I mean literally right before you came over here. I was thinking, what's my highlight of the week? Like, okay, since last Thursday, what was last Thursday? And then I realized, oh, that was like Thanksgiving. I was like, wow, the whole world feels like it happened in the last week.
Oh, yeah, it has.
So it's like, I feel like this whole year, do we say this in every episode?
Yes.
But I feel like this whole year has just been a blur of nothing. But then also I think back to the last week, I'm like, but so many small, it's just like been the smallest, like minute detail year.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you like know? That's a pretty good way to describe it because it's like in the daily, we feel all of these like minute details.
Yeah.
And then in the large scheme of the thing, though, we're like, literally nothing has happened. Like, what is going on?
Right. Well, it's like nothing's happened, but also so much has happened.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Because there has been obviously large events that happened this year.
Yeah. I guess like individually, it feels like nothing has happened. But then on like the global spectrum, like 8 million horrible, mainly, things have happened.
And good, some good, some good. Some good.
Not pessimistic there's, here at
there's
all.
Always positivity. There's always a always, silver lining.
Always. Just gotta find it.
Why do I feel like you're start to like you're gonna go off into like a High School Musical song for a second there? Those are the vibes I just got from that note.
All this together. Awful
strike.
At singing. Awful at singing. Mm. Yeah, so a little of this, a little of that. That's what's been going on.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, even literally like right before we clicked record on this podcast, one of our friends texted me and said, she was like, have you been feeling especially heavy this week, or has it just been me? And I'm like, I feel like that's a pretty accurate
like weighted heavy.
Yeah.
like a I lot mean, on your shoulders.
There was no like further explanation to it, but just like that it's just like this past week has just felt heavier. Mm. I'm like, I feel like I can feel that.
Yeah,
but that's also personal, I guess.
Yeah,
but I do feel like from the people that I've like connected with the past like couple days, like feel like we're all just going through our own things. But
aren't
I think like
always?
Of course it's the end of the year, like we're doing, I think a lot of people are doing a lot of self-reflection and self-analyzing, and
I feel
it
like
feels
it's been
heavy
a year.
Sometimes
I really do think it's been a year of that because a lot of people have more
it has,
space
yeah and now we're in December
be.
So it's like
yeah We've definitely said this in episodes past too, but like it holds true. Like it's constant.
Yeah. I mean, we can't like come here and podcast and like pretend to be people that we're not. Like some days are feeling great and up and like seeing the positivity and everything. And like some days it just feels heavier and that is that. And it's okay to be that. And to know that brighter days are ahead.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
There's always bright days, even in the middle of exactly muck too. You know,
I feel like that's literally the definition of Seattle. Like, like people hate on Seattle winter so much, but like personally, it's like sure we have to endure like 4 days straight of like rain and clouds, but then all of a sudden you'll have like the most perfect day in the middle of winter. Like literally yesterday it was like in the 50s, the sun was shining, there was like a beautiful sunrise, beautiful sunset. Like you just like feel alive, like the air is crisp, like
the air is really crisp.
It's
crispier.
Just like it's so it's like I don't know, there's darkness and light and everything.
So the other day Tay and I, because we have a meeting every Monday and then we record every Thursday, and Tay came over for our meeting on Monday, or I think we actually held it on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Anyways, well, so we were talking about our current debate of, I have this theory that part of me in my soul wants to live somewhere that is either in the summer, like sunny all day, or, and then in the winter, cold, like dark all day, because I feel like I get this mood swing at about 4 p.m. when, or whenever, even in the summer, I get this mood swing of like all of a sudden the lights go out in nature and I'm like,
Mama Nature says, good night, sweetheart.
Which in our natural state, I probably would be winding down and going to bed, but I live in a modern world and I just get this mood swing of like, okay, I'm going from one to the other and it just seems to happen like in the blink of an eye. And I'm like, whoa, nobody told me that we were winding down right now. And then I have this moment of like, what do I do with my time? It's 4 p.m. Like the workday's not over yet. I still have so many things to do, but it's dark out and I just want to like watch Netflix, eat food and like go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to wind down.
Yeah.
So part of me has this theory, and I know it's just a theory because I'm sure in practice I would feel differently about it. But if I lived somewhere where there were less changes, at least like significant changes like that, then I would just anticipate and like be able to control my own situation. Lighting situation, like I would just know how to handle it. Like I would get good lights in the dark.
But like my question though is like, you could do that now. Like you could actively create your own light and
you're not
like
wrong.
Daytime and nighttime signifiers,
except for the fact that I feel like I use a lot of just natural light in my life.
Oh, I hear you.
You know, like I have the windows open,
but like I feel like it would still be hard. And then also with our research that we then conducted for quite some time,
we did some Googling when we were supposed to be working. We were talking about places in the world that experience,
and that it's so like endless. It's not as like drastic, like it there still is like that in between period, so then you would still have this time frame where like you would have
for
to
like
then,
certain months out of the year
partial
sure.
light
for
and partial sure. dark, and then you're creating your own light during those for time sure. frames. So like,
but also an excuse to move to Norway, I'm just
I mean,
saying
yeah
also true. But if anybody lives in any of these climates, please let us know how you feel about it, because this is my theory as an outsider looking in, and I can't say I've ever experienced that. So
yeah for me, I feel like I would just like have to like fully commit to like moving there and like acclimating my body for like a very long period of time, and like I just don't know if that's realistic.
Right.
But I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you. Give me sunshine 24/7. Literally this morning it was sunny, and I saw in the forecast that it wasn't supposed to be sunny today, so I was like, what's going on here? And I dropped Harley off at work, so then I was like, I'm just sit in the sun for a little bit. So I went to the park and I literally just sat in the sun, and it was really nice. There was another human there like a few feet away from me who was also doing the same thing, but he just like stood at the bar. Mm-hmm. And like he was there for even longer. He was there before I got there and still was there like when I left. And he literally wasn't even on his phone. He was just standing there. Both of us were just like individually like feeling the sun.
I'd also like to preface or clarify one of the statements you just said. You said he was just standing at the bar. She does not mean.
Oh, yeah. No, yes. Like, no alcohol. Like
there's not, it's railing. Not a venue.
It was a railing. A railing. That's the word I should have used for sure.
Yeah,
no, he was just standing at the railing feeling the sun.
I'll also say that we're going off into everybody's favorite topic.
Well, it's the sunshine. The weather. I think everyone enjoys sunshine. Or yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess who that's knows? Not true.
Yeah. Vampires. So what's your highlight of the week?
Well, I kind of just spoiled it because it was pretty similar to what I just said for today. But it's I'll take it further because there is further to it.
Okay.
Similar today to today.
Both of us are stuttering today.
Yeah. So similar today to, oh my gosh,
twice.
Are we well? Someone help. All you have to do is talk, Taylor. Just talk. Just say the words. I'm not gonna restart and say the same thing that I keep struggling with.
Just skip
so
over it.
Anyways, I
it never happened.
Was up quite early yesterday, and around 7:30 I dropped Harley off at work again, and I decided to go to Golden Gardens.
Ooh, I and saw your snaps. Yeah, you say that.
So it was like 7:30 in the morning and the sun was just rising and the mountains are snow-capped and glorious. And for those of you that don't know, Golden Gardens is one of like the local beaches here in Seattle. And yeah, so it's right on the water. And then in the horizon is the view of the Olympics. And they are quite majestic in all of their glory. And we don't always get to see them. They hide during the season, especially. And so yesterday they were out and the sun was shining. And it was just a really beautiful little moment. And I was there. I like stayed there for a pretty long time. And when I got there, there were these ladies doing yoga.
Aww.
And like people like a little bit older than us, like our age, whatever. And like they were just like these women, like they looked like they're having such a good time, like all bundled up doing yoga on the beach, like in front of these mountains in this crisp air, like in front of the ocean. And on top of it, the moon was like almost full and completely out above the mountains. So it was just like this magical little moment. And I was just like, oh, this is so nice. Like this is peaceful and like a great way to start the day. And I'm like sitting there having my moment. I'm like in a jacket, jeans, socks. I've got a tea with me. I'm like pretty cold too. I look over and these women have taken almost all of their clothes off and went swimming.
No. Wow.
So like they like literally like I was about to say Wim Hofed the shit out of their morning.
Amazing.
They just like had a beautiful little yoga session. They were playing music, like, you know, like nice fun music.
Yeah.
And all of this at like 7:30 in the morning. They were there before I was there. So like they must have got there at like 7 o'clock.
Sunrise, probably.
Yeah. 6:37 and like just did a whole like yoga session and then they just went in the water and like I thought they were gonna like go in and out, but like one of the girls was like literally straight chilling.
Wow.
She was just like la la la. Oh,
in Drew the, has oh opened the door and she is in here.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty incredible. And I want to do yoga in the morning at Golden Gardens.
Yeah, I'll come
and
with
so,
you.
Well, I'm not even joking, and I'm saying this on the podcast to keep me accountable, but it doesn't really count because this is going to be released afterwards. But I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to wake up super early, and I'm going to try to get there probably around like 7:15, I think. But I looked at the forecast and it's supposed to be like in the 50s and sunny and a nice day. So I have a feeling, fingers crossed, that it'll be similar to yesterday and today. And that's some energy that I definitely want to feel. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So I think that as a little bundle is my highlight of the week.
Nice. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Exciting times. So yeah, feel free to join me tomorrow.
Yeah, I would love to if I can invite myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I'm probably just going to like use my phone and like follow something because I'm like not creative enough to create my own yoga flows quite yet.
That's okay.
But yeah, so yeah.
Nice.
Feel free to join.
I would love to.
Cool.
Oh, Rue was like stretching on my yoga mat. I was gonna say she's doing the downward dog.
Love when she downward dogs on the yoga mat.
That's also a squeaky toy. We're about to hear it. Oh, there it goes.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna hold on. It's not podcast approved.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, Rufus.
Are you a good girl?
Yeah.
Are you being a good girl? She's like, I don't know anything. tell me more.
I hate sitting on my hair like when it's on my back. I don't sleep on my hair either. Like, I feel like I had somebody asked me this question on YouTube recently. They were like, it was on my hair care video. They're like, right. Okay, but question, what do you do with your hair when you sleep?
Yeah.
Which is a serious question.
Totally.
Like, I can't stand sleeping on my hair. I kind of pull the pillow down like half a foot down from the top of the bed. And then I put my hair on the, like, pull it up.
Mm-hmm. Over the pillow.
Yeah. So that it's not on. I can't stand it.
No, definitely. It's funny that you say this because I was just having a conversation like 2 days ago. I'm like, I don't know how people have long hair. Like, I don't. It gets stuck in like my armpits one time.
I was going to say that's the worst. Like, when
I was
you're,
like, what?
Or you're like putting your bag on your shoulder and it just goes under your armpit.
Yeah. I'm like, that. This is not fun. And like, literally the sleeping thing, if you're like in water, it like entangles you. Yeah.
You get used to it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm definitely sure. Yeah. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, somebody asked me that question. And they were like, this is a weird question. But I was like,
well,
honestly,
people,
it's not a weird question. Because I have curly hair. Specific.
Usually like wrap it up like with like soft material to keep the curls popping.
I however do not go to those lengths. I should probably. Anyways, my highlight of the week. So I have made an intention for the month, for December, for myself to watch less Netflix.
Cool.
And this all stems from I was like addicted to the show Dynasty last month and it was so bad.
Yeah.
But I was so glued to it. And then I got to the point where like in the last, so like Netflix has seasons 1 through 3 on it right now. And in the last season, it was just so bad.
Right.
Like we're talking like soap opera status where, and I'm so sorry if you love the show because I also love this show, but I hate that I love it.
Yeah.
And it got so bad that like all the characters you could tell just didn't want to be on the show. I actually don't know the specifics. And so they were killing off the characters left and right with the most absurd stories.
Yeah.
And then just new actors and actresses would come in and just be the same person, like be the same character, but it was a completely different person. And you were like, what?
Oh, like what they tried to pull with Anne Viv on.
What? What's that?
On Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I've only seen episodes. I've never watched it through because it was like
first season they had like an OG and Viv, and then like I don't know if any of you guys have watched the show and have been keeping up recently, but they just had a reunion,
right?
A Fresh Prince reunion, and they brought both the original Aunt Viv and the other one who ended up being on more seasons. They invited both of them, and I think that there was like kind of like a moment of like clarity and peace and like conclusion of like, you know, like what was going on, and like they just like I think were upfront with like not only like the cast members to each other, but like I think just the production and like what was happening. But I didn't actually watch it, so like this is just like from things I've gathered on the internet, so please like watch for yourself to like see what happens. But yeah, I think I thought that was very cool and interesting. Definitely. I really want to watch it. It's off of HBO though. So
I was gonna say, aren't they doing like a reboot of that show, or it was just a reunion?
I think it was just a reunion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they just had it.
Yeah. I never watched Fresh Prince like through and through. I watched it like after school. There was reruns on kind of thing. And I never watched the full thing like from start to end. I probably should though.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got really into Dynasty, which was just so bad. so bad. And like it got to the point where by the last season I was like, I really don't want to be watching this anymore, but I also, this is like my routine and what I do every night, right. And like I also kind of want to know how this, you know, I want to know the story. But it was just, it's so random to the point where I just felt like every season, like the main family had different, like the whole thing was centered around them having like owning a business and being like really wealthy people, and each season it was a different business, and I'm like, what is, who wrote this show? Like, who wrote this show? So I finished it, and then I decided for the month of November I'm not going to watch Netflix, just because we need a break.
December.
I haven't watched Netflix in the last couple of days, but what that gave me space to do is, I feel like having TV or having a podcast on in the background is like my go-to when there's silence, mm-hmm. and that I don't experience true silence. And this is something, I feel like I've spoken about this in the past, like maybe a year ago, I was feeling the exact same thing. And it gave me space to just like clean the dishes without having a podcast in the background or without having TV on in the background, and just like have that silence. And I think that that embracing and having a balance for both, like you can watch TV,
there's
gotta
be a balance.
I think it's a good thing to embrace the simplicity of like nothing needs to be on in the background. And so, like, so that's my highlight of the week, of just like I cleaned the dishes and I just like had this moment of like, oh, it's nice to kind of, or even taking Rue for a walk this morning, I didn't put a podcast on, like I just like, was alone with my thoughts to give myself almost like journaling space, but like without a journal, just like thinking rather than
totally
distracting myself, because I think
it's all distractions for sure.
So there's much. This weird, it's part of me just like feels uncomfortable in the silence to the point where like I always have to have a podcast or TV or music or something on in the background, and then I get like agitated. I used to more than I do now, I think.
Yeah.
But I remember that at this point time last year, like I just couldn't stand the silence. I was like, if I'm eating food or if I'm doing the dishes or like these mundane things, like something has to be on.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna go insane.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And I think also, so that do you think stemmed watch- from
you continue.
Oh, well, it stemmed from like this pressure that our society puts on us to like always be productive or always be doing something. Yeah. So I feel like with podcasts, it's like sometimes I used to not listen to podcasts like ours that were just people hanging out because I felt the pressure to like learn something with my time or like spend my time, I don't know.
Educating yourself, feeling like you're growing in some direction.
Like listening to interesting interviews and like.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, do you think you'll be like watching any movies or anything? Like how strict is this? Like,
I'm being loose with it in the sense that like, I'm not going to sit there for, cause it would start with one episode and then it would be three episodes.
Yeah.
And then it'd be four episodes.
Like maybe just committing to like, not binging.
Yeah.
Like being in a binge.
Yeah. But if the house wants to gather to watch a Christmas movie, like I will be
there.
I was
about to say, what about the Grinch?
I will be there.
Because.
But if I know I have other things to be doing and, you know, I'm about to sit down and stream a couple episodes, we're just taking a break from that for the month.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, I totally can respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Harley talk about the same thing. Like, we just happen to like do our things like together at nighttime, but like, we're like, do we really want to be sitting here and just like restarting another freaking episode of like The Office or House? Like, is this actually what we want to be doing right now? But like, it's also like we've had a super long day where we've like either like physically exhausted ourselves or mentally exhausted ourselves, and it's just like, you know, picking up a book or doing you know, an activity or something just like doesn't feel in the cards. And so like then you're like, but now am I just creating a routine of something that's like not making me grow, you know, and then ultimately I feel bad about it, and then it's like,
here's the thing, I think that life,
it's balance,
comes in seasons, and it's balance, and if that's what's bringing you relaxation and rejuvenation and self-care right now, then that's that. And like I had a great time watching Dynasty, but then like towards the end of the last season I was like, I'm sitting here watching six episodes just so that I can get to the end of it, is kind of what it became. Rather than like actually enjoying it.
Totally.
So I've just decided, I'm taking a break, but like I'm not, I also think that TV and YouTube and podcasts like are a great relaxation and self-care practice for me. But yeah, it's all about balance. So like a month away from them, I will survive.
Yeah.
And then I will come back.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I And on the opposite note, I just started watching this Netflix series that just came out, I think like probably very recently, called Alien Planets. And I've only watched one episode and it was bonkers. It was awesome.
Yeah.
My science nerd freaking loved it.
Nice.
Like just conceptually what it is like the coolest thing. It's like these scientists have like pretty much taken data and like concepts of what happens on Earth and applied them to alien planets that like, so like, you know, every star in the sky that we see has at least one singular planet that rotates around it. We just can't see the planet, so like think about how many planets there are.
Yeah.
And like the way, like, you know, these space probes like go out through space, they're able to like, you know, deduce like size and like air density and like stuff like that. Obviously like we can't like, you know, figure out if life is on it. Like, you know, it's a lot more complicated to like land on planets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so like just like with all the information that they can gather and just like how like how animals and insects and like everything interacts naturally on Earth, they then apply it to these planets,
right,
and create like these creatures and like ecosystems and like how they would evolve and like depend on, coexist with each other and like depend on each other, based off of like the first episode that I watched was like the thick density of the air on this other planet. And because the planet was like huge, like absolutely massive, its gravity was like two or three times than Earth. So like with the thick air, like I don't know, just all of it, it was super cool. And it's like partial, like, you know, like sci-fi, but it's like sci-fi, like very, very much so based off of like real life, right, environmental science.
Well, if we're on the topic of, has that changed at all your beliefs in like, is there life on other planets? Or
what do you mean changed?
Wait, well, what do you believe that there is life on other,
yes,
outside of humans, absolutely, yes, on Earth?
Yes.
Yeah. And what is your theory with that?
I'm curious. Okay, yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, strap in, fam.
Did this podcast just take a turn?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
I'm curious. Because the concept of that show kind of ties back into my theory. So we can circle,
sure,
back to that.
Yeah,
so
I'd, well, like, I mean, honestly, I have the comprehension that we are just like a freaking speck. Like speck in the scope of literally everything, the infinity of the universe that is perpetually time, space, like vortex, like it's literally goes on forever. So yeah, there is absolutely other life forms existing on other planets in like, and they have to exist in the way like that their planets coexist, yeah, within their, yeah, universe and galaxy and whatnot. And yeah, I also definitely believe that aliens, other life force has been here, like has been around Earth and whatnot. I don't necessarily know like what's up with like government
area 51,
you know, like whatever. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't really care how, like, not that I don't care how humans have interacted like with them or not, or like what knowledge there is, and the fact that it's like covered up XYZ whatever. It's just like, I feel like it's just like literal facts of like they exist, we exist. There are life forms that are smarter than us. There are life forms that are, don't have any form of intelligence at all. And they're just like literally bacteria. So yeah, but like not for anything, like literally the US Navy has like endless, like actual real life, interactions or encounters with, giant.
How do you know this?
The internet. But also videos. You can't, yeah, like literally, I mean, yeah, yes you can, but like also like
these are just your beliefs.
Well, of course these are, yeah, my, yeah, beliefs, yeah, but, yeah, these are my beliefs based off of like,
right, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the grandness of this life.
Mm-hmm.
But also then like crap, I can't think of the show that I'm thinking of right now, but it's like Unsolved Mysteries kind of deal. And usually they're more
I've heard that phrase before. Unsolved Mysteries, is it a show?
I think so I'm not a true crime junkie, like, at all. Literally, I haven't listened to anything. So I think that there are just like unsolved, I think it probably goes across platforms. I don't know if one like monolith, like, you know, controls all of it, but I'm sure that there are like podcast TV show. Oh, okay. Like, so what I watch, I think it was a TV show that ran on,
you're saying, just the concept of Unsolved Mysteries. I feel like there's like a TV show or a podcast.
No, there
or something
is. There's
called
a TV show like from back in the day even. Okay. Called Unsolved Mysteries, but they usually do more like true crime, like murder mystery, like a kid disappeared and like, mm-hmm, you know, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like they released, Netflix created their own Unsolved Mysteries, but named Unsolved Mysteries. And it was like, I think like maybe like a, who cares, 6 to 10 episode series, but only one singular one of them was about UFOs. Mm. And it was one specific case that happened in, I think it was 1969, and it was in Massachusetts, and there are accounts from, I think it was like 10 or so different people, they all pretty much explained the exact same thing. This actually gets even deeper than like I used to think. Like, I never actually thought about it that much. I kind of just left it at like, you know, of course there are other life forms and they've been here, but then this takes it another step further, because in the show, the one guy account that one, like two people were like literally abducted.
I was gonna say, don't say abducted. They were abducted. Yeah,
you need to like literally. Yeah. I know that I sound like a crazy person. I'm sure like literally anyone can like be like conspiracy theorist, whatever, or like Taylor is off her freaking rocker and like whatever.
I mean, here's my thing with stuff like this. It's like same thing with like, I guess, religion. Like, everybody has an idea of what happened, right? And it's like, we don't know the answer, so it's like, why not be open to literally every single story?
True. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
nobody has the right answer.
Yeah,
so why not just be open to all of them? That's kind of my theory.
Yeah, yeah. Also, just like knowing that,
like, you're allowed
in
to have
lifetime,
your own theories.
Like, we're not going to have, we might not have, we're not going to, or we totally might not, or
and
we
like,
might
at
like
the end
have
of the day,
an answer.
Who cares?
Who cares? Unless we're affected, which
unless,
we could,
yeah,
but
yeah.
And then, of course, we will very much so know. But yeah, definitely going back, it was wild. And honestly, I think I really do suggest that people should like watch it, because that episode specifically, because it definitely like changed my perspective. And it was created by the creator of Stranger Things. So it's like very cinematically, like, professionally done.
Is it Duffer Brothers?
Oh, maybe.
I might be messing the name up. Anyways,
yeah. So it's like just like very nicely done. And it's like, it just connects things that literally could not be connected unless there was a shared experience.
Right. Right.
And like the experience is a very specific experience.
I think I feel like I have to see it to like understand.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. Anyone
My
would.
Theory on life off of Earth is, and this, I'm saying this from just my own like being, my own, like, I have not watched things like this, like, I know nothing. I mean, I know the cliches of like, you know, in movies when they're like, in the 1950s somebody saw a space saucer,
but like,
what are they called?
Saucer is one of them, but the, right, even down to that, the concept of that is because like on Earth, like scientifically, like the way that the circle is, like that type of vehicle would excel, and like they're always like silent, like,
right,
you know. So it's like these things are all pulled.
Wait,
I feel,
what do you
like
mean,
for
what do you mean
a reason
on Earth those things are
like,
double explain what you just said.
Just like how, like, not architecturally, but like how things are designed, engineered rather,
right?
Like
it's familiar to our consciousness.
Yeah.
Like, so like we see that in the sky, and that's what we see.
Yeah.
Right. So that actually ties into what I am, my personal belief is that there's probably something that's off of Earth that is not just like matter. You know what I mean? That is like life. Mm-hmm. But my theory is that our brains, like even the most creative person, like what we see in movies when we see like aliens coming down and they're green with like big heads and whatnot and like the lengthy fingers.
No, yeah.
Like that's what our human brains have made up as what we now dub an alien. And I think people have like, you know, the spectrum of what you would call an alien could be anything up to like a piece of bacteria.
Literally,
you know?
Bacteria is alien life form.
But I think that even the most creative person could not comprehend what is not on this earth because our brains are just familiar with the concepts that we have. So that comes back to like, okay, the saucer, like that is something that the human brain can, like it goes off of literally the world that we live in. Like, it's just what we see and comprehend. So I think that there is probably something, or I think that would be cool if there was something that's on in this universe that is not necessarily what we would expect to be called life, but it's so far from our imagination because our, like, we can only reference what reality is.
Right.
You know? So like, I think once we learn of it, we're like, oh yeah, that's life.
Yeah.
But it'll be something that's so abstract that we're like,
I hear what you're saying. What I mean? But the only,
it could even be like a living being, but it would be so abstract. You
totally.
Know?
I think I would say that that is absolutely a possibility. Yeah. Like for sure.
Yeah.
The only
like
thing,
maybe their way of survival isn't even like what we think of as survival. Like it's not like they're breathing in air or they're breathing in like lava or whatever.
Tricky though, because like, there are literal like laws of the universe that apply across. Yeah, no, like
it's so expansive that it still exists throughout the whole universe. I mean, neither of us are scientists, obviously.
No. We're not claiming to be. Okay. But all I do is listen to science podcasts and watch science videos. Yeah. And so, like, I definitely, space is big on my list. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like the laws of the universe are set, like gravity exists everywhere. Like the formula, the math that's behind gravity exists.
So I guess, if there are constants, literally but everywhere. I still think that it would be so far from our imagination. But like once we learn it, we're like,
also
other
concept, like cool. Also to go that goes with that is that we are all like, we are stardust, like what we are made of, like the elements that we are composed of come from the universe.
So, I just like
the same things that we're made of have to be the same things that they are made of,
right?
Just in
and
a different.
It's one thing like, to think like, you know, we to exist as we do now, like we literally just the it was the perfect circumstances over like billions of years that like led to what is life. Like we are so like this whole earth is just luck. Yeah. Like it's literally just luck.
Perfect storm. Perfect storm. Distance from the sun. Just all of it.
Right.
Luck.
Look, and but I just have such a hard time believing that there isn't some other form of luck out there.
Well, that I was just gonna say, so like I literally just said our distance from the sun is like a major aspect of our luck, and if every star that we see in the sky is a sun
right
to another at least one singular planet, most of them, like some of them are literally like hundreds of planets, who is to say that there is not a microscopic amount of luck on any of those other planets we just can't physically reach it?
You know what I think is an interesting thought too, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, is that like as much as I believe in like the universe and stuff, I also still have like spiritual beliefs that I can't explain too.
Right.
Even though they all kind of like intersect. Like I think
I do think they intersect because they intersect, with spirit but, like, is energy.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Energy is universe.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
my question is, if you were able to go to another planet or go to space, like how Elon Musk is saying that he is taking people to Mars. Is that Elon Musk who says that?
Yeah.
Would you go?
Very tricky question. I mean, if you're asking if I would be an astronaut, yes. Would I do space exploration? Yes. Mm-hmm. Would I commit to being a regular human who will just be capable of uprooting their lives and every single person in it and every normalcy of what it means to be a human on Earth and in our time, like be the experiment crew that goes over. No, I don't think I would be into that. But if I existed in the future and that was a normalcy, like getting to Mars, mm-hmm. Probably if that was a way that I could get to space without being an astronaut. But at the end of the day, I think I would really just love to be an astronaut.
Yeah. Or what did you say?
Cosmonaut.
Cosmonaut.
Yeah.
I like that so much better. I know.
So cool.
Maybe I like it because it's like foreign. It's like different than what we're used to.
Cosmonaut.
Cosmonaut.
Like what?
Yeah.
I'm part of the cosmos.
Oh, are you?
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Well, that was a tangent. We had intended.
Holy crap.
Now I can get a good thumbnail and title that started like aliens. They're here.
Aliens.
Well, we had intended for this episode to be a Q&A.
So
we have a meeting every Monday where we're like, what are we going to talk about this week?
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't really know what.
Well,
we
not only like, that, I feel like we haven't really like. You guys ask us questions very kindly. Right. We don't always get into every single person's questions. And I don't know. I like the engagement
for the last couple episodes. We haven't really done many Q&As. So we figured we'll just take an episode to like talk about many topics
and connect with you guys and let you guys know that you can connect with us. And
apparently aliens.
Ask us about aliens because I got a couple things to say, as it turns out.
Before we jump into this, should we say that we said in the last live or last video that we were going to do a live on Thanksgiving, which we didn't end up doing just because the day got away from us. And also there's just many technicalities. Instead of being like, we're going to do one, we decided that we're going to set a time and a date so that everybody knows where to go and when to show up.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, instead of, because I think this channel we don't have the abilities to yet so we're gonna do it on my YouTube channel
on Thursday,
next Thursday,
December 10th. Next Thursday.
Okay.
Or
it'll be this Thursday.
It'll be this Thursday.
This Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, so the LA Vancouver time is 5 p.m. so
8 p.m.
Eastern Time.
East Coast.
And you figure it out from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the LA/Vancouver time. I feel like whenever you go to the time zone thing, it's always
Los
Angeles or Vancouver, which is the same time zone. Yeah. But
weird. Interesting.
I just remember when I first moved here, I never knew what to click for any time zone situation.
But it's Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's all you gotta say, and people
all you
should
say it's all you gotta
people
do.
Gotta know.
Okay, I'm going to go to the questions.
Hit us with these questions.
I am gathering these from Insta stories from the other day.
Yes.
How do I access them? Oh. Okay. We did not pre-read these.
I was going to say, I'm a little nervous at TBH, but
there's quite a few here.
Y'all!
That's a lot of questions.
Y'all showed up. Why don't you pick one and then pass the phone and I'll pick one.
Sure. Okay. I like that. I'm going to pick one at random.
I'm on a cliffhanger here.
The first one I read is, when is the last time y'all cried and why?
Oh,
that's an intense one to start on.
That's an intense one to start on. Well, you just brought it there. You started it there.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not holding back.
Yeah, no, definitely. I cried today. Wow. I cried.
Okay.
I mean, we did start the episode off saying
also,
that I felt a little heavy, but that's okay.
No, crying is like one of my
favorite. It's so relieving.
It's one of my favorite things because it is literally, it's, I usually am crying about something that's bottled up or not even bottled up, but like just experiencing is just such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. If there has been anything that I've learned, like being who I am as a person, I am definitely an emotional, like I feel things very deeply. Yeah. I am an emotional human for sure. And so, I think I like physically can't. Like, I literally, like, if I need to cry, like, the tears fall. Like, they come up and just come out. Like, I don't even get to control it, it feels like, which, like, might be problematic. But yeah, if I need to cry, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cry for as long as I need to.
Why does our society demonize it? Like,
it's perceived as, like, what do you mean?
Of course,
it's the patriarchy.
It's just perceived as weakness, but it's just, what do you mean? It's patriarchy.
Yeah. Like, we
but
know.
Just, like, feeling is beautiful. like that's what it truly makes us, yeah, part of what makes us human. And like, I don't know, I can't say the same. I can't say I cry at like everything, but I am also a very, yeah, very sensitive person.
Yeah, I mean, I don't cry at everything, but I just like, yeah, if yeah, the yeah, things yeah, that I'm feeling are making me feel like I have to cry, like they're going, yeah, I'm going to cry.
I love crying. Like, yeah, I actually do love crying.
Yeah.
Because it feels so nice to just let it out.
Oh, yeah. And I'm also like a happy tears and yeah, sad yeah, tears yeah, person, yeah, for sure. But some of my tears earlier today were, it was a combination of happy, sad tears, mm, because.
Why are you laughing?
I got notified on Snapchat of videos from on this day from a couple of years ago. They were multiple different doggy videos of me at the doggy hotel, and it was just like two doggos that I loved so much. Mm. And it just like, it just brought me back into that moment of like, literally the video is of me holding one of the foster dogs who, mm-hmm, who got adopted very quickly, but like she still was living in our, at the doggy hotel for a period of time. So I was just like holding her and singing to her, and I was singing, Seeing Blind, like, mm, oh my mm-hmm. All right, anyways, okay. It was just such a sweet moment, and it literally like brought me back, mm-hmm, like into that moment. I was like literally just like holding this dog, and the dog was smiling as I was singing to her, and like just gave her a little kissy on the nose, and yeah, I just like literally tears just fell from my face. I was like, this, that was like just
a sweet moment,
a really incredible moment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
last time I cried was, I think, on Friday.
Yeah,
it's now Thursday, so okay, like a week,
it's
ago,
been a week, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just we're moving, and it's like, yeah, a lot of, oh, emotions, yeah, and like sometimes I just feel like this is very real, but like sometimes I feel like what me and like my partner want in this moving situation is we're on different pages, and it's just like, I don't know. But I've also realized that I think I'm just being maybe a little bit more needy than I need to be, and like just, I just need to allow things to flow, you know, and like
there's always compromise on, yeah, in both, exactly, directions. Yeah,
exactly. And moving is a lot, and yeah, it's like a big thing,
and moving with a person is even bigger, yeah, and harder.
Yeah. And I feel like we're also going from like, in the house that we live in now, it was just like what worked. We don't live just the two of us.
Yeah.
We, like, there's three other roommates usually, now that we only have one, as we're all shuffling out of the house. But it was always more of like a community living situation, which I think really like softened the blow of us moving in together. But now it's like, okay, now we both are picking a specific, like, I moved into a place that like was already picked on his end, you know, mm-hmm, what I mean?
Yeah.
Now it's like we both have needs, yeah, and also there's just many possibilities, because at first we were like, we're gonna move to Texas, and that it was van life, like, yeah, there's just many things thrown in. And I also am more of like a dreamer, and he's more of a realistic human, so like I think I can do, I mean, I think I can do everything, and I can do anything I set my mind to, which is true. But sometimes it's like, okay, there might be a couple steps in between that, yeah, like, we, exactly, got to think about. Like, he's just, he brings me back down to earth a, yeah, lot, and you, yeah, know. So yeah, that's why I cried.
Yeah,
just a lot of emotions, yeah, and moving.
Yeah,
and it that sounds like something that's fun and easy. I gotta unlock my password. There you go.
Okay.
I also feel bad. Do you guys think that in Q&As you would rather me say the person's name, or do we think that people want them to be anonymous? I never know, so I just like don't say them, but then I'm like, is that being rude that I'm not, yeah, like, so-and-so asked this?
No, I mean, I would assume to just not say the name,
yeah,
but
keep their person, yeah, their names.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the first one that I read just happened to be silly question, best way to clean out a peanut butter jar for upcycling, and we both know this answer. We give it to a doggo and let
her.
Them,
I literally did that yesterday,
their heart, if they're not allergic to peanut butter, which they can be,
right?
But yeah, peanut dog licking,
yeah,
peanut butter jars.
Her snout is really small that she can fit her nose into most of the jar, because like the jars that we get, which I actually have a goodie bag for you to take on your way home, yay, if you want. I have two. I have the favorite jars, those like ones with the,
oh, the ridges at the bottom.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She likes those jars that I always upcycled up, and
the tahini jars.
Yeah, you like them.
Yeah, I do like them.
It was the same thing as the tahini jar, but like with the peanut butter in it. Yeah. And I gave it to her, and she could lick like almost halfway down, and then the second half I really just scraped out,
yeah,
and gave to her. But yeah, yeah,
I was going to say alternate to that, because not everyone has dogs. My personal preference is I like to put semi-sweet chocolate chips. I just drop them in there. And then with a spoon, I just scoop peanut butter and chocolate and eat top top.
Nice. Or I've heard of people just making their oats, like peanut butter oats, in the jar. If you have a glass jar, and then you know, it all gets absorbed in the oats. I also should say that if you are going to give your dog peanut butter, double check the ingredients, because sometimes there's stuff like xylitol and there's something else that's commonly in some peanut butters that dogs cannot eat. Interesting. So just double check.
Yeah, good to know. You want to go?
Sure. Because I'm itching my ear. Does anybody else itch the inside of their ear like a lot? Because I do.
Like
it's one
a
of
lot.
My like habits. Weird slash interesting facts about you guys. It's a very broad question, but
that is a broad question.
Maybe we could each list one like that comes to mind.
I feel like I just hit y'all with the alien stuff that I don't think even like my family knew how deep I feel.
I feel strongly about aliens.
I feel strongly about science.
Okay.
What is a fun fact about
me? I feel like my go-to whenever, you know, when you're like at a, like you're a freshman in college and you're going, you're like, everybody introduce yourself in the room, your name, your major, and one interesting fact about you. Mine was always that I used to be a competitive downhill ski racer, but I feel like I've said that on my channels before.
You have, maybe not recently though. Yeah. But yeah, that definitely is a very interesting fact.
I used to pull out the whole, like, I raced with the US team, which, to be fair, Michaela Schifrin, who's like our big skier in America now, Rue's about to bark. She hears something outside of the door.
Good girl.
What? Oh, it's the gate at the top of the stairs. Someone's moving it. Yeah, I did used to race with Michaela Schifrin, and she was so good that she raced. She's actually, I think, like a year or two younger than me, but she raced in my J because she was so good. And she's like now the new like Lindsey Vonn of U.S. skiing.
Yeah.
So I did compete against her, and I have several of my teammates who did go on to like either be on the Canadian or American teams. I myself was not. I got the trophy every year for most spirited. Or like most enthusiastic. I'm pretty sure one year I got that trophy.
Good. Oh, that's a good one. Most enthusiastic.
But love, I was like that. Technically registered love with that. The US ski team, but like I'm gonna blow the whistle on myself that I used to tell everybody I used to race with the US ski team, which yes, I was technically registered with them and I had a card, but I'm pretty sure every ski club in America needs to be registered with the US ski team.
Oh.
So yeah. We all had that.
Yeah.
But right. That was just like, I used to want to show off and be like,
You're like, well, I'm from Canada and I'm on the U.S. team.
So how about them apples?
Gosh. All right.
I'm going to count that as my fact.
Yeah, then. that's a fact. I think that's a cool fact. I don't have that fact. I guess it's not fun. I'm not feeling creative right now. I'll just say something that's like, is just a fact. But one time I broke my nose doing a backflip off a diving board. So that's a fun fact.
No, that is a fun fact. I've never even attempted to do a backflip off a diving board.
Definitely
one up
no,
there.
No, they're fun until you hit your face on them.
Right.
So that's less fun. I was also working, and then I had to work the rest of the shift.
Were you a lifeguard?
I was a lifeguard. Mm-hmm.
Fun fact number two.
Fun fact? Oh, sure. Yeah. I was a lifeguard.
Yeah.
At a pool, not at a beach.
Right.
But yeah. I see two questions here, and literally one of the questions that I got on mine was just like, how do we meet? How did we meet? Tying into that, which is clearly going to answer this question for you, is what did we study in Australia? So we met each other in college, both of our junior years, and I was actually like fairly recently thinking about this. Oh, I almost exited away from it. Just like our initial connection is like so hard for me to think about. And I think it literally was just like other people connected us, and we really did not connect until we were physically in Australia.
Yeah, so we met because we studied abroad in Australia. But what was interesting was is that most study abroad programs, like ours, wasn't an exchange program. It was quite literally study abroad. So we went to Uni Melb, and we had to like apply to the school, get accepted by the school, pick our own schedules, pick where we were going to live. Like there was no, most exchange programs have kind of like a general consensus of like they help you
structure.
Yeah, they help you like, okay, here's what you need to get into the country legally, like here's the things you need, and there's like a team, there's a dorm that all the exchange students live in. Like ours was quite literally like, I'm taking a semester off of school, and like there's different
doing
types
it
of programs
in a different location. Yeah,
doing the same thing I would do here, doing everything on my own but in a different country. It wasn't like you're going to some, well, kind of was going to summer camp, but anyways, and so we did that, and so we had to find a place to live, and there was a Facebook group that was like the one thing that we had going for us. There's a Facebook group of other kids from all over the world who were studying abroad at the same school as us, and basically somebody wrote in there like, hey, looking for roommates, in just a Facebook post, and we were all from America. We were all girls from America, but different states. And so the five of us, different schools, different states, two of them knew each other from home. Like they were best friends from high school and then studied abroad. They went to different colleges and then studied abroad together. And, but yeah, we just had like five random girls in this house. We didn't know each other until we literally were on the doorstep in Australia and we found a house. We actually used Airbnb. Rue's walking behind a mirror that I have leaned against the wall over there, and it scares me every time she does that because I'm scared she's gonna knock it over. Sorry. But yeah, we did it through Airbnb, and we found an apartment, and we lived there for 6 months, and that was that. And I think, I don't know who did the initial post, but I have this memory of
we had all, to been Skelly.
Probably we all were had agreed to live in this had to agree to live together, and we found the apartment and everything, and then I was in the airport, and I had followed the other three girls on Instagram, but I hadn't followed you yet, and I kind of remember knowing that
because I was like just so distant, I like was not a part of any of the planning.
You
I just
and
showed
I,
up
I kind of remember being like I wasn't super heavily involved in any of the planning. I just was like you and kind of showed up, and I remember being like, oh yeah, there's another girl who's like me,
right?
Is kind of literally how I thought of it.
Yeah
And I remember finding you on Instagram in the airport on my
that
way
is
there
so funny.
And you had your Instagram used to be like dinosaur related.
It was Talosaur.
Talosaur.
Harley calls me that all the time. I'm like, that's so funny because he doesn't even have Instagram. I'm like, that used to be my Instagram handle. Yeah. Like,
and then I think what happened was, so like the two girls who knew each other from high school kind of became a duo, and you and I had the same major, so like we just had a few classes together. But all five of us really bonded for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But, and also you and I lived really close to each other once we got
home. Yeah, we lived close, definitely. So it was just kind of like YOLO. Yeah. And then the universe brought us together. Yeah. Honestly, like literally the universe brought us together.
Yeah.
Like that was like such a specific moment in life, and like I don't know, just like
it was a
where
very
I was at is what brought me there.
Yeah.
And like in the way that being there, just like, you know, both of us did the same thing of just like completely uprooting, not knowing a single person, like, you know, and just like went and did it. And like,
and I think both of us too were in a very, well, I can't speak for you, but I was in a very intense time in my life because I had literally like 2 months prior to going there started recovery from like my eating disorder, which was a very intense process, like lost all my hair, and like I was going to this place where I didn't know anybody, and it was just like very intense. And I feel like you were very like attentive to me and like kind to me and my needs at the time, and I really took to that. And
yeah, I mean, I feel like I definitely saw you as a genuine human being. I don't think that I like necessarily
a lot going on, you know, you didn't have to like you were traveling, like there were so many activities and things to go to, and like obviously you still did, but
and so when we were there though, what we were studying, we both were in the business school and
we were both doing marketing.
Marketing was your major as well.
Yeah. But you kind of have an interesting story about that, which might be good. This is kind of a divergent topic.
Wow,
but
yeah, like, that could totally be a whole podcast.
Honestly, could be. Yeah. But it basically, you changed your major once we got home.
Yeah. So my college journey is definitely a unique one, and pretty much I took almost 4 full years in the business school before I could come to terms with the fact that it was just something that I didn't actually align with, and it wasn't suited for me, and I wasn't suited for it. And I had to like really come to terms with that and then shift away from it all in that time period of still being in college. So after 4 years, I changed my major and I made my minor my major, and then just pretty much whatever else I had enough credits for accumulated turned into my minor. And I only ended up needing to do an extra year. So I took 5 years in college. But yeah.
So many people feel that way, though. I know that in the episode that I just posted with Shelby, which I think is the last week episode. Yes, this goes up. We talked a lot about like our own college experiences, too, and like finding a major, and like it's hard.
It's so hard.
How are you supposed to know what you want to do at 18?
No, you're not.
I, however, knew I was destined to be in marketing.
Quite literally. Yeah, but like also that is true and real. Like there are some people who feel it, and like but like yes you said, no. Like you didn't definitely need to take the path that you took just because marketing is in your blood. Like, you know, just because like you feel like you have to do it. Like it could have been achieved a different way than what we were, you know,
in hindsight, like
led to believe is the only way.
Yeah. In hindsight, it worked out really well for me because I did end up loving marketing, and I took marketing because I took a class in high school and I loved it. But I think that I also would have really enjoyed something that was a little bit more creative or like more media focused rather than, because I also think I thought of marketing like as something different. Yeah. I wanted to be making the ads.
Yeah.
Which is not what marketing is.
No. Yeah. That's design.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I feel you. I feel you on that.
Okay. Should this be our last question? I wonder how long we've been talking. Oh, actually, not that long. Just over an hour.
No, I feel like we haven't answered that many yet.
Okay. Advice on how to take a real vacation break during quarantine. I kind of like that question.
Okay.
Ooh, vacation can come in so many different forms. Vacation is just a different word for self-care and for like, right?
Yeah, I mean, but like you can make vacation
mean something to you uniquely.
I feel like this is personally a hard question because it's something that like I haven't even like had to conceptualize even remotely, because I barely have a job right now. So like, what is vacation? Like, what is time even? Because there is barely structure to what I'm doing. That. So it's just like, how can I think about taking time off from time that barely already exists?
Right.
But yeah, I think it's really just like goes down to like boundaries and like creating boundaries for yourself and being like, this is my work mode time. And like, if like, I don't know if like you mean by vacation, like you're literally going to be using vacation days, like if that's the type of job that you have. So like then quite literally create like your boundaries.
Christmas break if you're in school.
Sure. Yeah. Like create your boundaries and be like, okay, I was on doing whatever like you needed to do to like sustain yourself, like whatever that means.
School, work, whatever.
Like the things that aren't just light on your mind, and then like set your boundary and be like, okay, this is now my time to like fully embrace what it means to be me and whatever.
To not worry about any of that stuff.
And like not worry self-care about the fact that you're not doing that stuff / maybe even anything at all. Like literally your vacation could be you on your couch, like wearing, I was gonna say like wearing a mask and like watching a movie. Like that's not even the definition of like self-care. Like it's literally just whatever. I mean,
it could be something as simple as like, it's the holidays, you could bake some cookies. Even if it's not the holidays and you're listening to this, still bake some cookies. Yeah. It doesn't have to be holiday cookies. You could decorate. You could go for a drive and check out the lights in the neighborhood. That's one of my favorite things to do. Yeah. Just go to random neighborhoods and check out the light show.
Yeah.
For what reason? Not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure, but I do that. Or having a dance party and maybe even just like any form of just not checking email, not checking school, not checking whatever for like a couple days. I think that that's good.
Or like creating, like if you know that like you have a week off, that you're like creating this vacation time.
Oh no, she got the loudest toy she has. Oh my gosh, sorry, you can keep going. I'm gonna take the toy away.
Just like, so like then like treating it like a vacation, like, you know, like scheduling things for yourself that will like block off time and make you feel like you're following a schedule of a vacation. So like say on Wednesday you're like, I mean, we live in Seattle and like there's all sorts of places here in Washington State that like I have never seen and never done and never been to, like literally as simple as like going to the local arboretum and there's a Japanese garden, like within flower garden, like within this arboretum, like that could definitely be like, you know, like just an activity that you can do. Yeah. And like you then like incorporate things like in their surrounding area. And like, yes, we are in the time of COVID, but just like as we've been saying this entire time, like you're allowed to still exist. You just have to do it properly. Yeah. And like with the proper protocol and like protection and just consideration for other human beings. Yeah. Is really just all it comes down to at the end of the day. And like
another great idea, sorry to cut you off,
that was it.
Just a thought comes out.
Yeah.
But another great idea, depending on where you live, is one of my favorite ways, and was prior to getting cold, would be going for like a backpacking or camping trip.
Yeah.
For just sure. Like getting out into nature and doing that however you can.
Yeah, whatever your nature looks like in your area. Yeah. Like find that nature and just like be amongst it.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be woods or mountains or whatever.
Exploring it could be what it is to be alive that doesn't revolve around work, I think is really
like vacation
whether mode. That's exploring the world, exploring a different city, exploring the, you know, nature, or exploring, you know, your own self of like baking cookies, that's, doing some DIYs,
like painting, like
having
maybe
a couple days where you just watch the movies.
Yes. Yeah. Like literally like buy a kit and then be like, Thursday, I'm going to do a painting night.
Dance parties and, with yourself.
Yeah. Like just
have a Zoom date with some
search
friends.
Search within, figure out some things that interest you. I mean, I not easy to talk because I find myself like all the time being like, what do
totally,
I, like
totally.
We just talked about this. Also, like, what do I want to be doing right now?
When
like,
you start
I don't even know.
Overthinking it too is really like where I start to fall apart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I want to be doing right now? And I feel like I have to seek the perfect thing to do. But sometimes it's really just like the first thing that comes to mind, do it. And like, do it with all of your heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I get into that analysis paralysis so easily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But also, I relate to the whole, like, if you have Christmas break, just coming out of it feeling like you did nothing and then feeling crappy about yourself. But it's like, hey.
It's not. You're resetting. Like,
yeah, you're resetting,
taking
but
what
also,
you need.
You did some things. I'm sure you made a nice meal at some point. I'm sure you spoke to someone you loved at some point. Like, those are things, you know? Yeah. Even the small things, like, are things.
Yeah, totally.
I highly recommend, if you are going to have a movie marathon, and this would be my next watch, even though I did just say I was on Netflix break. Although I don't think this is on Netflix. My favorite holiday movie is called The Holiday, and it's about taking a vacation, and it's really great. And love me some Cameron Diaz. So
love
and some Jack
an early 2000s Cameron Diaz.
Love an early 2000s Cameron Diaz. Did I just pick that one?
I think you did.
Yeah. Needs my face to unlock.
Yeah, I was gonna say the simulation unlock your face. Fave veg recipe that allows you to use ingredients with little to no packaging.
Sorry, what was the question?
Oh my gosh, Rue. She's attacking me.
Okay. The question is, what is your favorite veggie recipe? I guess it does. She just means like vegan, I would assume. Or, you know, not assuming gender either. Anyways, fave veg recipe that allows you to use ingredients with little to no packaging.
Ooh. What's yours?
Well, I feel like I'm not going to get like too creative with this, but like we love, or I love bowls. Like I just am like all about like warm nourishment and like especially like in this season. And I would say that just like roasting up a whole bunch of vegetables is like fairly easy to like go to a grocery store and like not use the plastic. Like when I like, you know, you've definitely done it in your videos, but like, you know, when we go to the grocery stores, we don't like, don't put them in the plastic that it comes with the vegetable produce.
Like a produce bag.
So yeah, so like literally I would say
load up
sweet potatoes, Brussels, usually chickpeas, but then there is packaging, but it's recyclable aluminum,
or you could do them from scratch. Which is pretty easy.
Bulk, bulk chickpeas, bulk for chickpeas sure.
Dried. Or even, I think it's actually, if you're comparing buying canned beans or buying them in a plastic bag raw, I think, or not raw, but dried.
Dried, yeah.
Uncooked. It's actually more sustainable to buy them uncooked in the bag, even though you're getting plastic, just because one, you're getting so many of them in one bag, or at least I think there's different measures.
Yeah, there's that so many ways to look at it.
Like you could be looking at it from the tin waste, you know, can at least be recycled, or you could look at it from the bag. So like the bag doesn't have any water in it, so it's lighter, its emissions are going to be lighter, and then you're getting more of them in that bag, so you have to ship less cans. And then the other twist is not every can is recycled.
Right, of course.
And
tricky.
It's a whole thing. But I've been, at least from what I've been told, but also I'm not gonna lie, I use cans most of the time. I have both,
totally,
to be fair. I tried to convert over to one a couple years ago, and cans are just so convenient.
Yeah, there's definitely the convenience
and
to
they can be recycled, like depending on where you live. So
all right, so what do I have? I have Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes, chickpeas. Honestly, like I get pretty creative with it and just kind of use like whatever I have in the house. Sometimes I'll like, you know, quarter up onions and literally roast onions, or literally anything.
Yeah, you like to roast. Yeah, roasting, I think, is your thing.
I do love to roast. It's so nice and warm. And then usually like if like we want a grain on the bottom, we'll do like rice or quinoa, and then top it with a goddess dressing of sorts, like tahini, lemon, garlic. And yeah, I feel like that's really minimal waste accumulated and very hearty, like fills you up so fully.
Yeah.
And usually I do like kale. I'll like saute some kale or spinach with it too. So like get some greens, get some grains, get some beans, vegetables, really all of it. And then toss it with that tahini and super yummy. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to go with.
So my most recent what I eat in a day video, which wasn't, I didn't really intend it to be a what I eat in a day video. It was more so just because I think that concept is like kind of toxic. It's more so like here's a breakfast, lunch, dinner recipe kind of situation, recipe ideas. I do also have something coming out in the new year that I will just hint here. But I think the pancakes from that recipe or from that video is one of my faves. Honestly, those three recipes though are like my tried and true, like probably most used go-tos, except the dinner recipe that I did that was had like sweet potatoes and stuff in it. I either do it in that form or I do it instead of sweet potatoes. I use like pasta noodles, or rice noodles or whatever. And sometimes I'll add the sweet potatoes in too, but usually I don't. I just do a bunch of vegetables and then some grains of some sort. And then that looks super good sauce. I love me a good hot sauce. Love me a good hot sauce. Everything. Yeah. Most of, I was reflecting on this the other day. I'm definitely a sweet person over savory. Like I rarely eat savory, like maybe for dinner. And I also really hate hot food.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I don't know if we've talked about this before or not.
Yeah.
I'm a room temperature kind of gal. I also don't love cold food.
You're like, room temp.
Yeah. Like even when I make a smoothie, I use frozen fruit because I usually freeze. I've now started freezing all my greens because I really only use them in my smoothies for the most part. And I freeze my fruit, and that also like prevents them from going bad and whatnot. And I use hot water to kind of bring the whole thing to room temperature once it's mixed.
Yeah, that's, I know you do. Yeah,
that's my thing.
Yeah.
But Yeah, and then also lately we've been making a lot of bean dip has been our thing. So if you
I just told Hartley about this and we're gonna do it.
Yeah. We literally make it at least once a day. It should be a snack, but it ends up being a meal for us quite often. Like, there's no diversity in this meal, but I would say it should be a snack. It's literally just two cans of black beans and a can of chickpeas, and then half of the chickpeas. What is it called?
Aquafaba.
The like water that's in a can of chickpeas. We use half of that and then a little bit of salsa. You could make up your own salsa with just like some, you know, tomatoes, some onions, some spices, like maybe taco seasoning or whatever. It would probably have the same effect. Mm-hmm. So two cans of black beans, a can of chickpeas, and then half of the water and then some salsa, and you blend it up and it's delicious.
It is so good.
It is so good.
You just go to town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe when I get home, we'll do that.
Yeah, we usually toast some like tortilla.
Okay.
But yeah, if you haven't watched my most recent What I Eat in a Day video, and that was when I got Rue too, I think, like, right. The thumbnail was like when I was announcing I had.
Yeah. So those are some low waste ideas.
This one I'll announce who it's from because it's from my other best friend.
Oh, Leah. Man, I was going to do that question
my
next.
Rivaling best friend. What's your go-to affirmation?
I know. I was literally, I read that and I like started to think of all the different affirmations that I mm-hmm. like to say. Definitely a common theme when I feel a lot of the times I feel overwhelmed. That's like a common theme of just like overwhelmed by it all. And I like to just remind myself to be okay, how can I want to phrase it correctly. To be okay with the things that we cannot control, or like we cannot, no, all right, rewind. Blah, blah, blah.
Was that your rewind sound?
Yes, obviously. anyways, just that we cannot control what we cannot control. Like, that I literally say that in my head. I'm like, you can't control what you can't control, period.
Yeah,
end of sentence, and that's end okay. of story. Like, you, the end. Yeah, that is the reality. It is okay. We have to be okay with the things that we cannot control.
Yeah. It's, I don't think I have a favorite one as of late, but a couple years ago when I was living in Brooklyn, I had really bad anxiety. Like, I was getting anxiety attacks. A huge part of that, honestly, was I just needed to move out of the city. Like, I just didn't, that just wasn't where I was supposed to be.
Yep.
But I had really bad anxiety attacks, and I would always tell myself, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, over and over and over and over and again. And that was really, really comforting to
for
me.
For sure.
I've been so bad because I don't have any that I've really used recently. Although I like telling myself that, like, I like everything that I'm working for is coming to me, kind of thing.
For sure.
Like, I'm getting there.
Like, we are on the horizon.
Yeah.
Well, you even, what is your background right now? I saw that it's.
Oh, I do have a quote on my background. You are what you do, not what you'll say you'll do. Yeah. Sometimes I just need to remind myself of that.
No, I mean, that's absolutely, I think that that's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question?
Sure.
Okay.
Rats, I really wanted to read the one from Leah.
Oh, this is a good one. What was the hardest part of living together? No hard feelings.
I don't know. Honestly, we did it. Like, that's so boring to say, but like, we really didn't have that many problems that I could think
Sometimes of. Sometimes it was a little messy.
Okay, but yeah, let's pick one thing. You pick something about me. I'll pick something about you.
I don't have any like major things. I think towards the end, okay, I have this thing with, as long as the dishes are clean, I'm like pretty happy. But if they're sitting in the like drying rack, then I'm like, it's not ideal. Like, if they're just all, we didn't really have a drying rack. We had a drying mat.
Yeah.
And things would just pile up. And I'm just in the state of like, at least they're clean, like whatever, even though they're piled the leaning tower of Pisa. And you would get annoyed with me with that. And I started to feel really, really guilty because I knew that I wasn't being a good roommate. And that was like one of the things that I knew I did all the time. And I would just be like angry at myself, but angry at the fact that you were angry at me.
But also I wasn't angry. That's like not the word to use. Right. Like at all. Literally also like I feel very similar that at least you clean the dishes and like pile them up there.
Yeah, like they weren't
sometimes
really...
sure. Yeah, I'm like, I'm putting the dishes away again. But like that's literally it. Like that's as far as it goes because I'm like, putting clean dishes in cabinets. Yeah, how
sometimes
difficult.
We didn't really let things sit in the sink. Like we would just put them in there.
We were good about that.
And within like sometimes it was like I have to run out the door and like you just leave it there and like understandable.
Yeah, totally.
But so we didn't really let things pile up in the sink, but the drying rack was usually like a leaning tower of Pisa.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't even a rack. Like that was the problem. Like it was just a mat where everything was stacked on top of it.
But that's my preference personally. I think I'm the one that enforced that, but that it's still even to this day is my preference. But I think it's because like am I like
having
a little
mat.
Bit compulsive about it because like I like the drying mat because I like the way that I can organize
and so I think drying that was part
compared
of it.
To the rack like no I like the mat more than the rack because with to me the rack like things get like teetery and like fall and then like whatever, but at least with the mat I could like properly stack things like on top of each other with like the right
I definitely
like, physics
in
behind
this
it
house, and, like nobody cares about this but in this house we don't have we have like kind of like a rack metal rack situation and I don't like it as much as the mat
that's what I'm saying but
I thought you were gonna say that your preference is you get you like the mat because you put one like I know in your the house you grew up in the routine was like the things are there and then they get put away like pretty much right away and then the mat goes away like you hit
oh yeah
you
it
hide
hung,
the
it
mat
hung on. Well it would hang on the oven door or something like that but
like the counter was clear
the counter
versus
space.
Us we always had
But, like, I don't mind it just being out on the counter.
I will say...
With the dynamic of what our kitchen was. Like, it, I think it all just depends on the kitchen and, like, utilizing your space the way that it optimally can be used. All right, so that was yours. Honestly, this is, like, actually a difficult question. I really... Oh, your hair in the bathtub. And everywhere. You have a lot of hair.
Yeah,
that happens. That's it. But, like, what? We vacuum.
That's probably Harrison's one thing against me too.
Yeah,
who's our other roommate? Yeah, Brett's other roommate.
You got a lot of hair.
He keeps reference. He keeps calling them my lady hairs. That's what he. Every time he picks them up, he goes, "It's a lady hair," because they're obviously longer than theirs.
And there's only one lady in the house.
Yeah,
I wonder whose hair it is.
Yeah.
So that was
your lady, like you and your lady hairs.
You and your lady hairs just messing up living situations all over the place.
That's me. Listen, I can't control it. I shed, okay?
Yeah. I've noticed
we all shed.
I've noticed living with Harley now that I'm the worst one at taking my clothes out of the bathroom after I shower. I'll like take my clothes off and like put them either like on the counter or like I'm like I don't leave them just like in the middle of the of anything.
Yeah,
they're
no,
like
I know what you
they're
mean.
In a corner of some space.
Yeah.
But I definitely like will let them sit there for like a day or so and like I literally never see his clothes in the bathroom.
You did do that. I actually remember. Yeah.
I don't know why. That's such a weird
You
weird
didn't
one.
Do it all the time though.
Yeah. It's just like I don't know. I just don't
sometimes I notice I forget if I like it accidentally gets swooped behind the door of the bathroom.
Sometimes that happens. Yeah.
Anyways, hope that was interesting to you to hear about us being roommates.
Yeah, I think so.
And our dirty clothes
We're
on the
just
floor.
Humans, you know.
Yeah.
We're people.
If you have any questions for the next episode, we're going to resume doing
Q&A. Smaller Q&As at the end.
At the end. Would love to hear your thoughts on aliens.
Yeah.
Would love to hear if you have any experience living somewhere where it's daylight
daytime
all the time.
All the time. We're really branching out.
It wouldn't be daytime all the time. It would be bright in the day and
oh
the night.
Oh my gosh, time. You're right.
We
improper
that
phrasing
that light means daytime
day. There isn't
I guess we call it day
anyways
daylight. Moving on
wrapping up
leave the comments in the YouTube comment world
do that thing
dippy doodle
dip the doodah day
and we will talk to you guys in the next episode.
We'll see you next week
and on our live on Thursday.
Oh yeah, yeah, heck yeah, yeah. So Thursday December 10th 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. East Coast Time.
Correct. My YouTube channel, not this YouTube channel. The Sedona Christina.
Sedona Christina.
See you there.
See you guys there.
Be there, be square. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.